The dwarf's pick struck hard, procuring a cascade of ice fragments that sparked in the torch's light. His breath misted, his beard and mustache already covered with frost. This was all I managed to take in as I came round. His pick came down with another powerful swing. Ice crumbled all around me, cascading to the cave's floor and releasing me.
"Finally," the miner grumbled. "Let's have a look. What have we got here?"
A message appeared right in front of my eyes, startling me. "Neuro implant activated. Mind expander, synapse basic model. Installed. Activation successful. Demonic interface downloaded. Alternative start point. Setup. You've received a new ability. Two worlds. From now on, you'll be able to experience the same range of sensations in cyberspace as in the real world. Courtesy of the neuro implant, all your skills and reflexes will be identical regardless of the time and place of their initial acquisition. For your information, all interface types are currently set to cyberspace by default." The dwarf recoiled, replacing the pick with a battle hammer that surged with pulses of lightning.
"Who is it, Togian?" a voice came from the dark.
Judging by the echo, the cave wasn't very big.
"It's all right. It's only a specter. I'll sort him out."
Focusing on me, the dwarf began to incant some kind of spell, his voice grim and low. I couldn't make out the words apart from the final phrase,
"Whoever you are, be gone to where you belong."
Another system message appeared in my mental view, overlapping the cave's interior.
"Welcome to the Crystal Sphere. Please choose your race."
The cave around me became a freeze frame. I watched the tame bolt of lightning entwine the hilt of the dwarf's sword. He was short and stocky, clad in a pair of leather pants and a jacket with sewn-on protective links of some dull metal. A pointed helmet was perched on his head. The dwarf's eyes glared at me from under his bushy eyebrows. His frosted salt-and-pepper beard was plaited and could use a good dose of dye. The metal inlays of his gear, too, could have done with a polish. His jacket was patched, his helmet dented. He was more than likely a grave robber. Well, well, well. Did that mean until I created my character he could only see me as a ghost? How interesting. Was my arrival in the Crystal Sphere part of some global event? I didn't think so. Most likely the dwarf couldn't overcome his craving for gold and had decided to check out the cave. His torch was wedged into a small crevice in the wall. Its flame was static now, fancy swirls of smoke hanging in the air. The torch illuminated a small area covered in large globules of transparent ice, entrapping various objects. The picture was reminiscent of some shipwreck flotsam, brought into a cave by a turbulent ocean and instantly frozen. I was curious, of course, but this wasn't the right moment to enjoy the views. I had more important things to take care of. Oops, this neuro implant of theirs was actually quite good. It seemed to be able to recognize my thoughts and react accordingly. The moment I thought about creating a character, several translucent images appeared in my view, apparently symbolizing the available races. Excellent. Mechanically, I focused on one of them. Immediately, the picture zoomed in and took center stage, acquiring detail. The mnemonic interface was a pleasure to look at. It was simple and functional. Even though its icons overlapped the general picture around me, they didn't hinder your perception. I quickly discovered, by some basic trial and error, that you could activate icons by swiping them with your eyes. The system was constantly following my gaze, promptly determining if I was focusing on something or other. A long line of holograms loomed out of the dark. It wasn't for nothing the Crystal Sphere claimed superiority over all other game worlds. Having to choose from hundreds of races, many of which were only represented by small fringe groups, imported from other game settings, wouldn't be at all easy. You could spend weeks just studying their respective properties. Still, I'd already made my choice. Considering this implant of theirs, I was going to stay human, simply for safety reasons. I still couldn't forget my conversation with the corporation rep. None of the exotic races could suit me for the simple reason that I had no idea how the neuro implant would behave in an unhuman body, generating some totally alien perceptions. I gulped. The dwarf may have been frozen in time, but I wasn't. I was freezing, literally. This was a definite drawback. How could a specter experience physical discomfort? I had to hurry. I didn't like this icy cave. I had to go out into the warm sunlight. I was full of projects and hopes. During our last meeting, Mr. Borisov dryly thanked me for recommending Krista to them. She'd agreed to participate. I was going to find her. We had a lot to discuss. Something had